as we get ready for today's eight-man state championship football game between Exira EHK and Don Bosco this morning. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about some of the good old days at Exira. We have Howard Justice joining us on the phone. A lot of folks around this area will remember Howard Justice as a head football coach at places like Fontenelle and Atlantic, and also at Exira back in the late 50s, early 60s. Howard, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jim. Pleasure to hear your voice.
Well, I appreciate hearing your voice, too. It's kind of fun to talk about some of the, I guess folks look at them as good old days. You guys had some pretty good football teams back at Exira back in those days, didn't you?
Well, yes. They were great, great parents, and they meant a lot. And the kids are were very well motivated in what they wanted to do. So they just needed a little guidance from the parents and so forth to get those things accomplished, and they were very successful at it.
Did you have some pretty good leaders on that team?
Yes, we had some excellent ones. That old Terry Egan was a quarterback at that time, and Bob Jensen, and Jerry Payne, and David Spoo, and then of course the Hackwell brothers, and there were a lot of great people and great people that wanted to excel in life, and that was wonderful. So we enjoyed working with them.
You know, there's really nothing like coaching in a small town like that, especially when you have a lot of success. You make a lot of friends, and I tell you what, a lot of folks really come out and support.
Yes, I mean, it was unbelievable because we would go on the road and play someone else, and we would have more Exira fans there than what the hometown had. So they followed their team very well, and they were very loyal to them.
You bet. Well, and this was an early stop on your career, correct?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah, it was very enjoyable.
And you went from Exira then on to Atlantic and then moved on to some college coaching and things, too. Do you always kind of keep in mind, though, some of those early stops that you had places like Exira?
Oh, yes. There was a great community, and of course, you know, back then they suffered that big flood, you know, too, and we were living there. But I was down in Iowa City going to summer school, and I was a little concerned about it. And of course, I finally got through to my wife, and everything was all right. So, but they were high enough where they didn't get down in the flood area.
Sure. Howard, I don't want to get into comparing today's student-athletes with those of yesterday, but I do want to talk a little bit about some of those youngsters that you had back then. They were a pretty dedicated bunch, weren't they?
Yes, very much so. Terry Egan, you know, went on and coached and for a long time and was very successful. He was at Harlan, you know, and then he was, ended up being a principal. And Bob Jensen, who I had then, too, he went on to the University of Arizona and played football there, but it was kind of amusing about Bob. I couldn't get him to come out for football. His father didn't want him to come out, so I had to go out and visit his dad several times. But then finally his dad consented to let him go out. And, of course, at that time we had John Polson, who was a Buena Vista grad and a very fine baseball coach, too. And then another young man that we had at that time was Jerry Payne. And, of course, he went on and played at University of Nebraska and then was a heart doctor down there in Atlantic for years, but he's deceased now. But and, of course, David Spoo was a very good athlete at that time. And then Kurt Blatt, he was a sophomore when I was there and was an outstanding young man. And, of course, the two that everyone always marveled at was the Hackwell brothers, the Floyd Hackwell and Gary Hackwell, and of course, anyway, they were good people, and they weighed above 200 pounds, and so they were real good at that time. And of course, then Stuart Bittner, he went on and became a principal at one of the high schools down in Kansas City. So a lot of friends.
Oh, no doubt. That's the great part about it. You make so many lifelong friends.
Yes. And, of course, I still talk with Terry Egan and Bob Jensen. They call me every once in a while, and we talk about old times. And so it was a lot of fun to go back and reminisce.
Howard, when you think back on some of those Exira teams, what was the strength of those teams?
Well, we had good balance. We did quite a bit of the running game, and of course we did with the play passing game too. And of course, one of my things that was always so exciting for me, and I was ecstatic about it, because we used to have the best officials we could get, and that was Howard Brown and Bill Sears. And of course, Terry Egan, he faked the ball into Jerry Payne into the line of scrimmage, and of course, Brown and Sears, they was always right on top of everything, and they blew the ball dead, but Terry dropped back and then and completed a 60-yard touchdown pass. So I was very ecstatic with the players, how well they faked it, but it had to be called back again.
No instant replay back then.
Yes.
Well, a lot of great times. And, of course, now back then there was no playoff system in high school football like there is today. I guess you just had to be satisfied with what you were able to accomplish during the season.
Yes, that's true. But, again, the system has come a long ways, and they're making big improvements. And, of course, it's great that they have the playoff games now, you know, at the Unit Dome and where it's inside. And, no, it's great. And, of course, way back then, you know, we didn't have cell phones or anything like that. So we did everything with the X's and O's, drawing them on the field. So.
Well, and of course, now you've got, you know, back then you had Exira probably playing against Elkhorn Kimbleton and against Anita and some of those schools and stuff. But now you have Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, who's playing as one. You probably couldn't imagine that happening back then.
No, I had no idea that would ever happen. But, you know, that's, in a way, it's great that those schools can come together and they can have more numbers, and it takes a while for it. But the kids, they adopt right away, but sometimes the parents, it takes a little longer for them to adopt to the newer transitions. But all in all, it's very successful, and I'm glad that they're doing that. And of course, the education dollars mean more than two when they have a consolidated district.
And you were football coach at Exira. What else did you coach?
Well, I coached football, and then I coached baseball and helped with basketball then. So those were the areas. And then I was teaching in the government and economics and industrial technology.
Yeah, back in the day when folks called you coach, it was because pretty much you were coaching everything.
Yes.
It's a little different now. Can I ask you, do you remember what you made to coach football back then?
Well, I know this, that I coached too early in life.
Yeah, you're not getting those multi-year million-dollar contracts now. Not back then, anyway. Well, very good. Well, Howard, it's great to talk to you. I appreciate it. It's nice for folks to be able to remember some of those days, too, for the folks in Exira and the surrounding area. And I know a lot of folks have fond memories of your time at places, as I said, like Exira, Fontenelle, Atlantic, and on up the ladder, too, as you coach throughout your career in college football. And I know a lot of people learned and really benefited from your experience, too. And I really want to thank you a lot for spending some time with us here today. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you, Jim, and it was my pleasure. And any time, don't hesitate to give me a call.
You bet. That's Howard Justice, the former Exira high school football coach, Atlantic football coach. We could name them all off. There are a whole bunch of them here, but we appreciate his time here today.